talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Come home to, you'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby, you'd be all that I could desire, under stars chilled by the winter. Under an August moon burning above, you'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to and love.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song is from the 1940s. I'm picking this song because of the 80th anniversary of the D-Day invasion during World War II, Something to Shout About by Ann Shelton. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, happens every January, and we're about 75% sold out for that, by the way. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We have an extended interview with custom builder Rich Durick with CMG Custom Builders and also CMG Custom Pools. They have two sister companies that we'll be talking about. Also, Brendan Murphy with Charleston Cabinetry and Countertops. And finally, Angela Yost with Advanced Window Fashions. Well, the 80th anniversary of the D-Day invasion was a couple of days ago, and I think it's one of those things that a lot of people take for granted today. What those 18 and 19-year-old, 20-year-olds endured when they were called to enlist. And we're in those landing crafts that approach the beach. I remember one of my favorite movies, Saving Private Ryan, when those landing crafts hit the beach and the ramp dropped, Tom Hanks' character referred to it as a murder hole. And that's because the Germans were, with the machine guns, were as soon as that ramp dropped, they would just shoot into the landing craft, and terrible scene in Saving Private Ryan. But all those folks deserve to be remembered and honored. And same with the armed service men and women who protect us today. And a lot of those folks had relatives who served in the past, and that's why they serve today. And we salute you on the 80th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with custom home builder and custom pool builder Rich Durick with CMG Custom Builders and CMG Custom Pools. How are you doing, Rich?
I'm good. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Rich, take a moment and tell our listeners all about CMG Custom Builders and also CMG Custom Pools.
Okay. I started, I think it was 2012. Hurricane Sandy hit the Northeast really hard, big hurricane. And we formed the business as a result. The Monmouth in Northern Ocean County was pretty much devastated. There was homes knocked off their foundation, into the bay, oceanfront homes completely wiped out. So I got together with an old friend who had been building since 2004 and convinced him to form a business because there was obviously opportunity and demand. And there was people showing up from, you know, out of state and taking deposits from people and just running away with deposits. So it was an opportunity to build a business and also take care of, you know, the neighbors that we lived with.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing prior to forming the construction company up north?
So I also still own an IT promotional staffing agency, and I owned an IT staffing agency, which I sold. And then I started up a promotional staffing agency, which is still in existence, and my wife actually runs that now.
I gotcha. And what led you to get into residential construction?
I had always, you know, I'd taken on projects prior to this, you know, smaller projects and stuff around the house, and I just liked, you know, I had just purchased, I think, my first house, and it was just, you know, the timing was good, and it was something that interested me, and there was a huge opportunity to form and build a business and scale it. So that was what, you know, drove me to dive into it.
Okay. You'd always had a love of construction and probably did a lot of projects yourself around your own home.
I did. And I always thought it was interesting. It was tangible. You know, it's you could see the progress of starting something and, you know, and the result when it was finished. It was just I liked the process, and yeah, kind of drew me to that.
Gotcha. And so you started this company up in New Jersey, and what led you to move to the Charleston area?
So we got through all the Hurricane Sandy rebuild and formed a business. We were doing at our peak 30 custom homes a year, about 30 custom homes a year. And then started scaling down, and I had a conversation. I think it was middle of winter, and we were, you know, there was snow on the ground, and we're looking outside our conference window, and we were looking to get either a getaway vacation place or just get out of the Northeast. And then there was a storm that hit South Carolina, so me and my business partner came down and assessed to see if there was an opportunity there, and then that started it. And then we just decided, and I got the good end of the deal. He stayed in Jersey, and I I expanded here, and I think it was 2015, and then started actively building in 17.
Okay, gotcha. And does CMG Custom Homes, do you folks do any remodeling work, or is it strictly custom building?
We do a lot of remodels now. You know, I live on Daniel Island, and the island is mostly built out. So we've taken on a lot of remodels, additions, add a levels, and, you know, whatever. We're full service, so and we're not, you know, it doesn't have to be necessarily a large scale job. We'll take on smaller work as well.
Okay, gotcha. Daniel Island, some of those homes were built coming up on 20 years ago, and a lot of updating, and there's even, have you run into any termite problems out on Daniel Island?
Bunch of termite problems. I've seen some builds with you know, structural issues that we've corrected. Just stuff that needed to be updated or needs to be updated that we've done gut renovations. We've done, I did a big addition that we just wrapped up, about a 2,800 square foot addition. Whatever calls come in, if it makes sense financially and then we'll consider it.
Right. What does the CMG stand for?
So we started a coastal modular group up north, and then we just abbreviated that to CMG, Custom Homes and Custom Builders.
Are you still doing any modular homes?
No, we thought that was the way of the future at one point, and we did. I probably built about 50, close to 50 modular homes, and we just the control thing where if there was a service issue, you had to call the factory, and they would come, and you'd have to wait for them, and meanwhile you have a customer that's waiting and impatiently, and so we would handle a lot of the stuff in house, and then it just became, you know, a conversation, and why are we doing this? We might as well just stick build. So we started stick building soon after we wrapped up the mods.
Yeah. Stick building referring to a wood frame homes, typically
a wood framed home. Yep.
Right. Yeah. And then so you've got this successful construction company, CMG Custom Builders, and then you decide to expand to CMG Custom Pools. What made you, it sounds like you are able to juggle a lot of balls at one time.
Well, I couldn't do it without the right team in place. So that started, I would bring people in, local pool builders, to do some projects here. And COVID happened. There was massive demand for pools. And again, it became a business decision that, we would rather handle stuff ourselves, make sure that things were handled according to the way we do things and integrated into our process. And it was just easy. We were builders, you know, licensed builders. So it was an easy thing to add into our business mix.
Gotcha. And what style of swimming pools does CMG Custom Pools build?
So all high end, gunite pools, elevated. We're doing a lot of elevated pools.
What's an elevated pool?
So if a house is, a drive under 10 feet above grade, mm-hmm. we'll bring the pool up to the finished floor level so that, you know, you have an expansive backyard deck and the pool is just, you know, integrated into your deck.
Gotcha. Yeah. And that's a very popular option. And, rather than climbing up and down stairs to get to your ground level pool, you're able to walk right out of your living space to your beautiful swimming pool area right there.
That's right. Yeah, and it makes the interior of your house feel bigger as well. You know, because you're looking out the window and you have this expansive. At night, it's all lit up. And it could be really nice if done right.
Right. We have a lot of newcomers to the area that have relocated from. I was talking to a professional organizer who works with a lot of high-end homeowners, and she said that she's seen people just exiting in droves from New York State, Illinois, California in particular. But you being a newcomer yourself, are you able to kind of relate to some of these folks that have decided to make Charleston their new home?
So I think so. I mean, there's all different personalities that, you know, from wherever you're from whether you're from the Northeast or down South. I think a lot of the people up North are used to fast pace, especially if there's, you know, New York City and they expect things to happen, you know, relatively quickly. And it's a process regardless of who the builder is. You know, there's inspections and there's things that have to happen. And, you know, when you're doing custom work, it takes time and, it takes time and it's, you know, there's a cost. As far as personalities go, it just depends. I don't think it really matters where the people are from. It's just a personality thing. Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of times, they're folks that are moving to Charleston from different areas, the Northeast in particular, they're not used to some of the specific challenges that we have here with regards to the heat and humidity, and they may not have ever experienced termites at all where they're coming from, and it takes kind of I guess there's a little bit of a learning curve in terms of understanding what they need to do and with regards to their home.
That's true. So we build mostly waterfront up north, bay and oceanfront, and the shore communities of Monmouth and Northern Ocean County. So we're in flood zones. So we're used to building with, you know, pilings where we'll drive piles into the ground because the soils are not good, and then we have to, you know, run a grade beam and then a foundation up from there. So similar in that regard, where, you know, you're building to flood standards. The humidity here is extreme. So it's tough if you have an elevated home and it's just, you know, piers with louvers, that humidity gets into the envelope of your house underneath, and it's, you know, people can't keep stuff underneath their house without it getting destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have an elevated house, and we've enclosed the ground floor, and you're not allowed to heat it or cool it or anything like that, but just being able to run a dehumidifier, for example, helps the rest of the home stay dry and cooler as well, for example.
So we've done a number of projects where people just wanted us to do that, to enclose their foundation, install flood vents so that it stays up to code. Yep. and add dehumidifiers, and it helps tremendously.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why the land is so expensive here in the Charleston area. I don't know why anyone doesn't take into account that ground floor area as an opportunity to use that space, whether it's you know just having a ping pong table down there, or storage, or this or that. I would think that they would take that, be one of a big consideration, and not want that ground floor to be open to the elements, for example.
I think it's an afterthought. You know, people are focused on the kitchen and the master bath and the conditioned living space, and then they realize that there's, you know, wasted space underneath the house that could be converted into something. For example, in my own house, I had the same thing. I had a slab, a continuous block foundation, and I've opened up underneath to make it, you know, usable for the pool that I built. So I have a, you know, living space under here with a bar, refrigeration, ice machine. I have a whole living room area on the other side, and it's all wrapped in cypress.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I'm looking at your website, cmgcustombuilders.com, and down here at your mission, it says, "Our mission is to provide you with the most enjoyable and simplified home building experience possible." How do you do that, Rich?
So we do it with assigning the right person to the job, and we also have a project system that all of our budgets are in there, that is shared with the homeowner. And as a payable goes out of our system, it parses into the system, and customers can see where their actuals are in real time. So they can track things, they can make adjustments, you know, they could know if they're under budget in an area, they could maybe push some of that money into additional trim or cabinetry. On top of that, we have a scheduler. So we set a schedule before the start of every project, and that's shared with the customers as well. And, you know, they see every week we have a meeting, and we go through and we adjust dates and just make sure that we're staying as close to on track as we can.
Gotcha. And I'm sure your customers appreciate that. Do you ever work with any homeowners that are not here in the Charleston area? They're having a home built for them here, and they live elsewhere?
We have, and that becomes a huge benefit to them, because they can check in, they could see, we upload pictures, you know, progress pictures, they can check their schedule, they can, you know, they could share in all that, the data that we're putting into the system, and it eliminates a lot of phone calls and you know, guesswork, you know, because they can track every one of those components.
Yeah, they want to make sure stuff is happening and the project is moving along. Because they get the invoices, but they want to see progress as well, right?
Exactly right. Yeah, people want to see things moving.
Yeah.
And we have inspections, and it's, people say it all the time that they built a house. Their last experience was fair, and there wasn't people on the site every single day, and that's what people's expectation is, and that's not the reality. There's things that happen. You're waiting on materials. Customers change their mind on certain selections. And then there's lead times, and through COVID it was even worse, and it's getting better now. But so it's setting expectations is tough and very important.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that every builder out there wishes that every single selection was made in advance so that things move smoothly throughout the process. But homeowners, they often get challenged by that, and there's 1,000 different decisions that they have to make, and they don't want to make a mistake that can cost them money, and they don't want to, they would have to change out later. And how do you handle that with your clients at CMG Custom Builders?
So we have a selection sheet inside of our project system where we set everything in there. We have meetings, and we have somebody that handles selections in our office. And we go and we lock any of those selections, and we assign a price to those things. And then things do change all the time. Because people, once they get into the house and they start seeing things, it's they decide that their original selection or decision wasn't the right one, or a designer gets involved and they want to utilize space differently. So, but we have somebody that manages that process for them and sits down and will work and input that information.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And so are you kind of working at the homeowner's pace and making the decisions, or how do you typically handle that?
So we assign deadlines to try to keep things on track for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll try to push things along, but ultimately, yeah, we're waiting on the homeowner, and they need to figure out what it is that they want, and we facilitate that as we know.
Yeah. I know a custom home builder like CMG Custom Builders, you're only as good as your subcontractors. How do you go about picking your subs for the homes that you build?
So that's really true. And we came down. That was the first thing that we did, was we came down here a couple of years before we even formed the business and started, reaching out to people. I built my own house here. I bought a lot, built a house, and I found some subs that were recommended by a builder with a good reputation here. And then we just, got to, once we were working here, we got to know a lot of the people, and we were able to, secure some really good trim guys, great framing crews. We have a solid group that works with us.
Gotcha. And so you trust them, and you trust the quality of the work. And then the other part of that is not just, lining up the right subcontractors, but also you have to be an advocate for the homeowner in terms of making sure that they're not charging you too much for the project and so forth.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So we have somebody that does that. So we get estimates. They're put into the system from these guys. Sometimes the numbers will jump, and we're constantly keeping people in check. And it's a balancing act, because, you got to take care of the subcontractors. You find good guys and you have to pay them well, because there's so much competition here. If you don't, they're going to just jump to the next builder. But so we're constantly checking numbers and just making sure that we're paying the fair market value.
Right. What are some of the projects that you've worked on here in the Charleston area that you're most proud of that come to mind?
Some custom homes that we did on Daniel Island. We just some of the backyard jobs that we just did. I just did one on Furman Farm. 40 by 17 pool, and we did a sunken fire pit with Ipe, floating Ipe bench, and I took wasted space underneath a deck, and I knocked out a couple columns, added steel flitch plates on both sides, and created a really nice bar area and a bathroom. Just stuff like that. We love taking space that wasted space and turning it, converting it into something that's really spectacular.
Mm. Yeah, and that's something I think that's critically important to have that creativity to see that wasted space, and sometimes it can be a very simple idea that you're implementing. It doesn't have to cost a fortune to use that wasted space.
That's right. Yeah, and the use that in fact the home that I'm talking about now, the homeowner just invited us over for a Memorial Day weekend event that he's having. He's unveiling this to all of his closest friends, including us in that. So we're looking forward to that. But it's taken something. We designed it. We did 3Ds, presented the 3Ds to the homeowner, and we turned that vision into reality. And it's just nice to see to look back at the designs and just see everything after it's completed.
Yeah, and what you just said is probably one of the most important parts of this interview I'm doing with you today. Typically, you're best friends with the builder when you start a custom home project or a remodel project, and by the end you want to wring the builder's neck. But the fact that you have such happy customers, such satisfied clients, that they're gonna they want to spend their personal time with you outside of the work you've done on their house. That's what a huge compliment that is.
Yeah, that we take pride in that, and it's not it's never a perfect process, but that's our goal. Our goal at the end is that that you maintain a relationship with the people that afforded you the opportunity to do a project at their house, that trusted you with their money and their vision, and you remain friends at the end, and they spread the word, because it is a word of mouth business here. Mm-hmm. It's a small community, and I tell my team that you're only as good as the last job that you did. So it's important that you really make the most of every opportunity.
Yeah. You sound like you have a pretty steady personality. That seems like something that is required to be a successful custom home builder.
I think so. Yeah. I appreciate that. I take that as a compliment. I think so. There's just in with building as many homes and going through as many projects as I have, I've seen a lot. We have a lot of experience. We know, a lot of times customers don't understand the process, and they get worried midway through that things aren't going to take shape as they want them to. And, we've been constantly, reassuring people that you hired us for a reason. You were referred to us by a friend of yours, and we're going to get you, at the end of this project, you'll be happy, we'll get you where you need to be.
Yeah. How do you handle the inevitable need to kind of be the marriage counselor when you're working with a couple where he wants this and she has a different vision for a particular part of the custom home you're building?
Oh man. I've been through that a lot. And, I think that would take that's a whole nother conversation, but we just kind of have to step back and let people find out between themselves what they want, and, try to encourage what we think is the right thing, and just hope that they make the right decision. But at the end of the day, it's between the couple to figure out what it is that they want.
They want you to pick sides though, don't they?
They do. Yeah. Sometimes they do.
Yeah. Well, that's it takes a lot more than just knowing how to swing a hammer to be a custom home builder. You as I mentioned, you've got to talk the homeowner off the ledge numerous times throughout the process. And They oftentimes will question how expensive everything is, but then you get to and I'm sure you've experienced this yourself, where you hit this moment when they realize that you're really working on their behalf and they trust you, and then after that, everything is downhill.
That's exactly right. And what we've done is we encourage people to just we do an open book scenario for people. That's what we encourage, and most often that's the type of setup that we have with people, where we share. We're completely transparent. We show everybody the numbers. Everybody understands that we have to make a living. You know, we have overhead. The company needs to book revenue and profit, and you know, so that's what we've done, and we're able to do that through our system, where people can see again what the target was and where we're where our actuals are and where they're tracking. Mm-hmm. So that again they can make adjustments as needed.
Do you have to have had your home built by CMG Custom Builders in order to call CMG Custom Pools and have a pool installed, or is that not a factor?
It's not a factor. No. So initially I started the CMG pools to just handle stuff that homes was, if I was building a house and there was the customer wanted a pool, that we could just do that, 'cause there's different insurances that you need as a pool builder. But the pool company has taken a life of its own, and it's really taken off. And we are, yeah, so we'll do pools independently of homes projects. But the nice thing is that a lot of people want to do, if they do an elevated pool, they want to do, you know, increase the roof line so that they can add a grill area and a bar area up on the deck. And the homes company can handle all that stuff, and, you know, in concert with pools.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm sure there's some pool builders that are more than one trick ponies in terms of what they can dig the hole and build the pool and then put the decking around it and then sub out somebody to do the fence and so forth. But they may try to talk a homeowner out of some of the construction that might go along with building a pool, in terms of custom building that bar that you mentioned before, or a myriad different things that
because they have to bring a third party in to handle that, and yeah, they lose control potentially. So we'll do pool houses. I did a pool house on recently, and a pool along with that, and, you know, it's nice to have, you know, because the communication is all in the same office, and we understand the flow of the project, and, you know, who's doing what first. We should dig the pool and shoot the gunite, and then we could start on the columns, or the footing and the columns for the house to expand the deck. And so it's just nice to have that under one roof, so that we can coordinate appropriately.
Yeah, extra disciplines, I guess what I'm trying to say. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about CMG Custom Builders and also CMG Custom Pools?
So you can go to the websites, cmgcustombuilders.com and cmgcustompools.com. Our numbers are there, and they can reach out, and we're pretty quick about getting back to people with estimates and
All right, good deal. And we've been talking a lot about custom home building, but CMG Custom Builders can also help with kitchen remodels and additions and just about anything construction related, right?
Anything construction related, add a levels, additions, if you want to just update the look and the feel of the interior of the house, you know, we got you covered. So anything construction related, we can handle.
That's great. Well, we've been talking with custom home builder and custom pool builder Rich Durick with CMG Custom Builders and CMG Custom Pools. And you can also always find CMG Custom Builders and CMG Custom Pools within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Rich.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And talking to us now is Brendan Murphy with Charleston Cabinetry and Countertops. How are you doing, Brendan?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Brendan, take a moment and tell everyone about Charleston Cabinetry and Countertops.
Okay, where to start? I've been in business here in the Mount Pleasant area for about 15 years, and we, you know, as the name says, we specialize in kitchens and cabinetry. I started off in general construction, and I'm very fortunate to have a great team. We previously did many, many kitchens a year, and now what we're focusing on is the very, very high-end kitchens, mainly, you know, full custom and semi-custom kitchens.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Good deal. So talk about the custom cabinetry that Charleston Cabinetry and Countertops can design and then fabricate and install for high-end homeowners.
Yeah, so basically what we try to do is we try to give people a very, very seamless and comprehensive experience. So when they come to our showroom, we will show them the many options that we do. We're not doing like cookie cutter kitchens that are standard manufactured where you order it and you've got, you know, just very limited options. So we will sit down and we'll talk with people and basically educate them. So when people come into our showroom, we will spend quite a lot of time with them and talk to them and get an idea of where they what they want to invest in their homes and kind of help them with the process of really from beginning to end. You know, as I say, our specialization is in design. I've got a few designers on my staff. My lead designer is absolutely top notch. Her name is Erica. She hails from Boston, just terrific designer who's very, very familiar with doing the very, very high-end custom work, which is actually very complicated. And while many people might be able to design a fairly simple kitchen, I've not ever met anybody who can do the type of work that she does.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, when you're meeting at the Charleston Cabinetry and Countertops showroom, And where is that located, by the way?
We're in Mount Pleasant on Chuck Dawley Boulevard. It's actually 1220 Ben Sawyer Boulevard is the address. However, it's right on the corner lot. So it is actually on the Chuck Dawley side. In the now it's a Harris Teeter parking lot, you know, Harris Teeter grocery store, which used to do the Piggly Wiggly on the way to Solomon's Island.
Right.
So that's where we're located.
Okay, gotcha. What kinds of questions do you ask a homeowner that you're meeting with before you start the design process in terms of how they are going to use their kitchen, what's important to them, and so on?
Yeah, I'll tell you about our process. The first thing that we do is, you know, people generally are referred to us. A lot of our business is referral-based from previous customers or from contractors who will reuse us again. And then they come in, and we ask them to bring as much information with them as they possibly can. A lot of times people may not have some of the answers, but we help them with the whole process. But so we'll ask them to, you know, photographs are very important. If they have their appliances, that's very, very important. And then when they come and we'll sit down, and I think a very important thing to start with really is to find out what the person's looking to invest in their homes. And we have a few different lines of cabinets that we use. But really, our specialty is the full custom, the higher end. But we need to find out just to make sure that we're all on the same page, and get design ideas from the customer. And then we show them the different options that they have within their what they're looking to invest. And we start the process. So the first thing is they come into the showroom and meet with us. Typically, it's about an hour, mm-hmm. and they might bring floor plans with them, some photographs, and then we sort of start the process and explain to them, you know, how we operate. And but that is phase one. So first of all, somebody comes into the showroom, and then the next phase would be we do, and I'm fine to put this on the air because this is, I think, what makes us different to a lot of other companies. When somebody comes into the showroom and they select a cabinet style that they like, we can give them a very good range of what the cost of the project is going to be. And from there, the next thing would be for us to go to their house and measure their house, measure their kitchen, and then get them an actual design and start that process.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for somebody to become one of our clients or customers, we do have a design measure retainer, which goes towards the cost of the cabinets.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And whenever I've interviewed a cabinet company in the past, they'll say that 90-some percent of the cabinetry is painted white. Is Charleston Cabinetry and Countertops, are you folks kind of going out on the edge about with different colors, or what's your experience there?
I'm glad you asked us that question. That's a great, yeah. We're, it's not to say that we can't do shaker white, but we generally are doing, you know, more walnuts and, you know, some cherused oak cabinets, and we're doing things a little bit more upscale than the white shaker. We can do the white shaker. Sometimes we do some inset projects as well. So, yeah, that's kind of what we're trying to get away from. I used to do many, many kitchens a year. We're now doing less than we used to, and we're focusing a lot more on the not, I've always focused on the quality, but we're taking on bigger projects. And so, yeah, white shaker kitchens, yeah, we might do a few of them, but generally we're, you know, mixing, you know, walnut, inset, and a little more towards the higher end,
mm-hmm.
of the spectrum than kind of like the, we're definitely not doing the cookie cutter kitchens,
right?
You know, like, which is what I honestly did in the early part of my career, but I've been, mm-hmm. at this quite a long time now. So,
well, everybody wants to stay neutral, and I always have respect for the homeowner that's willing to go with a navy blue or some sort of a green or something that's a little bit bolder from that standpoint.
Yeah, we have a lot of selections. We have a huge amount of selections. Pretty much, we in the cabinet world, I don't think there's too much that we can't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and the difference between, you know, like I said, typically what people are getting in the white shaker cabinets, you know, these cabinets come, you know, a lot of them come in increments of 3 inches, and they're kind of, you know, standard manufactured lines is what I would call, where we design with whatever, you know, wood species somebody would like. The paint colors are, you know, endless. They can get whatever they want as far as painting is concerned, and, you know, can be cut to like a 16th of an inch. So we can be very, very custom in our designs.
Mm-hmm.
To, and I think when people go into those kitchens, they can definitely feel a difference between that and what they might typically see.
Mm-hmm. And homeowners can never have enough storage. So that's the beauty of going with custom cabinetry, is you're using every square inch of space on the wall and below, and that just versus semi-custom, where, you know, you might have some fillers and things like that that are kind of wasted space.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. Generally with the semi-custom, the word semi-custom, it actually is a form of a custom cabinet because it's still built specifically for that person versus a standard manufactured. But yes, the more customized the, you know, the cabinetry is, the more you can certainly do with it. And, you know, you can definitely make the most of the space,
mm-hmm.
without having wasted space.
What parts of town does Charleston Cabinetry and Countertops help homeowners?
Yeah, thank you. That's an excellent question. We've done a lot of areas, really. We tend to do some jobs in Kiowa, in Seabrook, Isle of Palms, Solomon's Island, downtown Charleston, and Mount Pleasant tends to be our, you know, where we're doing a lot of our work. Interestingly enough, we've just taken on, you know, two pretty sizable projects with really beautiful homes and a great contract we're working with, who's as far as Sumter. So if we have the right project and the customer wants to have a very, very detailed, you know, a detailed project, the one thing that we do, we don't take on a ton of different jobs because we like to have a lot of time to spend with each of the customers.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody wants to spend a lot, we believe that the homeowner needs to be very involved in the project as well. We, mm-hmm. want people to really understand what they are getting, and communication is key. So depending on the project, we will travel a little bit for the right project, but most of our projects are in the areas that I mentioned. Mm,
gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about Charleston Cabinetry and Countertops?
Well, the telephone number is quite easy. It's 843-KITCHEN, which is 843-548-2436. So it's good to call and get an appointment. And then we can set that up and we get back in touch with customers, you know, efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
But that's probably a good place to start.
All right.
Is by calling us and then we can, you know, set up an appointment.
Your physical address?
The physical address is 1220 Ben Sawyer Boulevard, as I say, which is in the Sea Island Shopping Center in Mount Pleasant. It is important that people call us first for an appointment because we are by appointment only. When customers, we don't have a very large showroom, which does show a lot, but we don't have a huge showroom. But basically, you know, we do have by appointment only, so we can give the customers we're working with, they get all of our attention.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Not too many distractions.
Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Brendan Murphy with Charleston Cabinetry and Countertops. Thanks so much, Brendan.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Angela Yost with Advanced Window Fashions. How are you doing, Angela?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thanks so much for having me today.
You bet. Angela, take a moment and tell everyone about Advanced Window Fashions.
Absolutely. We are a custom window treatment company in Mount Pleasant, family owned and operated for over 20 years. It is Charleston's original Hunter Douglas Gallery, so it's a full gallery and showroom. We offer products from other vendors, including outdoor shades, custom shades, drapery. We also offer the Elk Home furniture and decor line. We are the only service center in the area, so we can offer repairs. And we now offer a cleaning service.
A cleaning service? Oh, for window treatments?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, they get pretty dusty, don't they?
They sure do.
Well, good. Okay. Well, one of the first things I think is notable to point out is not all window treatment companies have a showroom. Is that correct? A lot of them kind of work out of a mobile like a mobile van or something. And is that correct?
That is correct. So our showroom offers a really unique hands-on experience for our customers. We help our customers make informed decisions about their needs. Customers can come in and explore a hands-on experience with our product displays so they can see, touch, and operate different window treatments. They can receive expert consultations, explore our thousands of fabric and material samples, and custom solutions specific to their needs.
Mm-hmm. And then Advanced Window Fashions can also has the ability of visiting the customer's home and showing them samples there as well, correct?
Absolutely. We can also come right to your home. We take measurements and everything.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, what's new and exciting with window treatments? What are people buying these days? What kinds of trends are you seeing?
Currently, we're seeing a lot of interest in roller shades. The woven shades are also a really popular option. That natural woven coastal look is very ideal for the coastal low country environment.
Is that the
shutters?
Is that the type of window treatment that sort of folds up as you pull up the string and everything?
Exactly, it's like a Roman shade, so it's a nice fabric woven look.
I gotcha. Okay, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Oh, no problem. And then shutters will forever remain that timeless classic look. And drapery has made a huge comeback as well.
Draperies, okay, good deal. Yeah, the plantation shutters, my theory on that is we have so many newcomers to the area. I'm a prime example, and when we built our house 15 years ago, I really wanted plantation shutters. Just love the look of them and the function and everything like that. So
right, I think very timeless and classic.
Yeah, I think people move to Charleston. They for different reasons. They love the beach. They love They want to live a lifestyle, or they want their decor to reflect the lifestyle here in the South.
Oh, absolutely. The charming, classic coastal look.
Right. What about the plant, regards to the plantation shutters? Most of them I see are white, but as we both know, there's like 1,000 different shades of white. How does Advanced Window Fashion, how do you match up the plantation shutters with like the window trim and everything?
We can actually offer a specific color. So if there is a specific paint color that you need to match, we can actually offer that exact paint color if you need a specific exact tone of white.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what about other colors?
We can do wood. We can do different. There are many different colors that we can go through with our samples. So if you come into our showroom, or if you need us to come to you, we can show you different shades and different colors of white, woods, different colors like that.
Okay. And are there different sizes for plantation shutters? I think I've seen like those. The ones with like the really big oversized louvers, what do you call those? Like California style or something?
Yes. Yeah, so you can get the different types of louvers. They come in different sizes. So if you like that thicker look, we can offer the thicker look. If you want more of a minimized look too, if you want to allow, depending on how much light you want to allow in, if you want to keep them closed, you can get different sizes.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. And then besides plantation shutters, you mentioned the roller shades. Do those have an automated option on those roller shades?
They absolutely do. You can get them in a Bluetooth option. Motorization is a really cool feature. It allows you to schedule the automation. It's very user friendly. You can have it hardwired or battery operated. You can fully control the window treatments through a voice command or touch of a button.
Nice. Well, that's great. And when it comes to measuring window treatments, and I discovered this when I was remodeling an apartment. I took one measurement of one window, and it turns out every window was a little bit different. And that's true for new construction too. What's the process that you folks use when you're placing the order for a customer?
Absolutely. So our consultations include measuring every single window, because not every single window is exactly the same size. They may look like they're exactly the same size, but every window can be a different size. So
right.
We make sure to measure every single window.
Or a little bit out of plumb. That's another thing that happens, right?
Right. Yes.
What happens when a customer experiences a problem down the line, and that's not that's not unique to window treatments. There's all sorts of things in your home that break or stop operating correctly, and it's a little frustrating sometimes when you go to reach out to the company that maybe did the installation and they're no longer in business or anything like that. What happens when a customer experiences a problem with Advanced Window Fashions?
We have great customer service. We also offer a warranty on our products, but we're here from start to finish and after. So as I said, we also offer repairs. So we're here if you need a repair, anything after, we are still here for you.
And back to the topic of newcomers, Advanced Window Fashions, how long have you folks been around?
We've been in business since 2003, so over 20 years now.
Over 20 years, yeah, that's really impressive. And newcomers, unfortunately, Advanced Window Fashion might be on the same. Compared to maybe a company that just opened last year, and newcomers don't necessarily recognize that's a new business, and maybe I'm not sure you maybe you can trust them, maybe you can't, but you know, I think they would prefer to do business with a company that has a long history like Advanced Window Fashions.
That's correct. Absolutely. Yep. We've been here for over 20 years and we're Charleston's original Hunter Douglas Gallery.
What does that mean when you say original Hunter Douglas Gallery?
So we were the first gallery for Hunter Douglas. We offer a full gallery and showroom in Charleston.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Yeah, Hunter Douglas is a name that many people recognize with regards to window treatments. What about do you do much work with landlords, with rental properties, and what kind of window treatments would you recommend for that kind of scenario?
We can offer any homeowner. So if you're a homeowner, we can offer window treatments for any homeowner. And also for the motorization, if it's not hardwired, we can offer a battery operated option if they're still interested in, you know, not hardwiring and just recharging a battery. Right.
Well, I guess what I mean is, like, are there certain window treatments that hold up better in a rental property versus, another kind of window treatment?
I would say the blinds or any type of the shades, woven shades, Roman shades, and blinds would be a good option for a rental.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, good deal. Well, it sounds like you can, as a consultant with Advanced Window Fashions, you can really help steer the customer in the right direction depending on exactly what their needs are. And do you ever get a customer who maybe works night shifts and needs that the to sleep during the days? What kind of options would you recommend for someone like that?
Well, actually, the room darkening drapes are a great option to add on to that. We always recommend those for bedrooms. They block a considerable amount of light. They offer privacy, sound absorption, and insulation benefits as well.
Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Advanced Window Fashions?
You can call or text us at 843-881-8858. You can follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest. Our website's advancedwindowfashions.com. You can also text or email us through there or visit our showroom at 502 Wando Park Boulevard in Mount Pleasant.
All right, great. And how are those EV vehicles, company vehicles for Advanced Window Fashions working out?
Teslas are doing great.
Well, good deal. Well, you're doing your part with the environment, so that's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, we've been talking with Angela Yost with Advanced Window Fashions. Thanks so much, Angela.
Thanks so much, Tim. Have a great day.
You too.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.